Greetings and welcome to the PJP Mixtape Series. My name is Homer Jackson, director of the Philadelphia Jazz Project. The goal of this series is to share the great wealth of Philadelphia performers with our listeners and to introduce these artists to listeners who aren't familiar with their work. Philadelphia is home to strong musical traditions like jazz, gospel, doo-wop, R&B, rock, and hip-hop. Our greatest strength has been the unexpected and wonderful blending and swirling of these traditions into new and fascinating musical creations. That's what we did, and that's what we still do. Sit back, relax, and enjoy some of the most talented vocalists and instrumentalists in the world.
Welcome to PJP's Mixtape Series. I'm Melissa Tally Palmer.
And I'm Julia Lopez. This is PJP Mixtape number 4. A showcase of Philadelphia's vocalists. And our first performer is the great Ella Gaunt. She performs a composition by the late Philadelphia composer and Coltrane colleague, Cal Massey. It's called Quiet Dawn.
It's cool. we just met not long ago, my darling. Now you say your love is at an end. And let's talk about the fun that we had. It spins around in my brain like a haunting refrain.
Try.
You're listening to PJP Mixtape Number 4, a showcase of Philadelphia vocalists. We just heard music from the wonderful singer Shamika Byrd. She performed "Until You Come Back to Me." That's what I'm gonna do. A classic tune most associated with Aretha Franklin. Ironically, the song was co-written by Stevie Wonder. Shamika performed that at the Art Street Meeting House for PJP's activities for Make Music Philly in 2014.
Before that, we heard Ella Gaunt perform Cal Massey's song, Quiet Dawn. Ella performs this with the Philadelphia Songbook Orchestra at the very first Philadelphia Songbook concert at TPAC in 2014.
Poetry is one way that many of us share our innermost feelings. My co-host, Julia Lopez, is a remarkable poet, and we pushed her into the sound booth to share some of her work with us. Ha ha! Take a listen.
13 now. I met her for the first time today. Saw scratches on her neck, black and blues on her bare belly, crooked slow walk, wearing a do-rag under a baseball cap, her boxer shorts exposing a printed army of coquilles, shouting in red, white, and baby blue letters, "Que viva Puerto Rico!" Her revolution is hidden in her oversized, overpriced 3X designer jeans. On the corner, after curfew, smoking dope with the boys, playing pool in social clubs, listening to music from CD jukeboxes, bumping and grinding to words with no meaning, words stuck behind her northern city lips. Mommy, looking for her, glued to the windowsill, waiting for her to come home. 13 now, she'd rather be bad than say she was hurt, yelling for nothing, making fun of the boys, mocking them with her lewd, rude gestures. She can be like them. She can take care of herself, laughing in high pitches, making all of our hairs stand on end. She curses. It's not second nature. It's deliberate. She is not your good girl. She fights with her bare knuckles, hits all the wrong walls. She's been punched and scratched and ripped apart, and she says, "You this, and I don't give a." And she won't tell what she really means. Who does she think she is? Laughing out loud, crying all the time, too proud, striking first, keeping secrets, walking like a queen, thinking she cute, wearing too much makeup or too little, too skinny, too fat, too ugly to wear that, too young, too old, too bold, too cold, too manly, too girly, too dirty, too prissy. She plays too much, says yes when she means no, telling you one truth. Do you want to hear that? Maybe yes, maybe no. White monkey. White monkey, fall in love with me. Dance your sounds, rhythms, right and left. Step into my soul, my hunger fulfilled. Energy flows through my veins. Espanol English dreams re-enter my blood, sending gushes of love and life to my brain. Despierta, despierta, estamos aquí, esperándote en forma de mono blanco, su teatro, mamón, Tasha's long brown locks, Benito Grande, Johnny's dance of life, Pedro's paternal gaze. Gangsters, old heads, new spanking shiny bloods. I said, I love you with my song de guitarra, spoken word, black book, Santos, Fedora, y starched white guayabera, bomba, plena, flamenco, slamming feet, caceras, slamming the plenero, dancing on his conga. Te dije que te quiero, speaking many languages, the language of laughter. Silence, swiveling hips, shimmying shoulders, your warm hand on mine, a kiss on my forehead, a stolen squeeze, free, desperate feel, and a cheesecake shared by 10. I love you, te quiero, and you remind me of what I left behind. The Asian god, the angry butterfly, the brown boy that smelled like Nicaragua, the chocolate Portorro Cuatro player, husband of the blonde bailarina, blue-eyed actresses posing as native warrior clones. I said I love you, and you challenged my senses, questioned my purpose in este mundo, calling up la historia de mi pueblo in mami's Nueva York, papi's Aguadilla, mi sur del Bronx, my boogie down 70s Bronx, and North Philly scolds me in the background, Damani's voice floating underneath my tongue. New Lolitas sing and push their fists up and through the resistant air. White Monkey dances with me, paints my dreams on the Gulf of Mexico flooding. Drench me in your color, sound, rhythm of Africa, Mexico, Puerto Rico, me. I said, I love you.
You can check out more about Julia Lopez or the work of any of the artists on this mixtape at the Philadelphia Jazz Project website, www.philajazzproject.org, or visit AudioMac at www.audiomac.com or Mixcloud at www.mixcloud.com and search for Jazz Project.
Now let's get back to the music. Up next is the soothing voice of Sauda Al Akbar. She takes us on a journey to Dreamville.
Stay. Ginger Butler.
We can see the rest of the world below us. From Mars, pink cloud. There's no limit to this wonderland.
Thank you.
One, two, three. Breaking rocks out here on the chain gang. Breaking rocks and serving my time. Breaking rocks out here on the chain gang. Right there while I hit it. Well, I reckon that ought to get it. Been working, all working, but I still got so terribly far to go. I committed crime, Lord, I need it. Crime of being hungry and poor. Left the grocery store man breathing when he caught me robbing a store. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Well, I reckon that ought to get it. Been working, hard working, but I still got so terribly far to go. Chains off and run. gonna lay down someplace shady. It's sure is hot in the sun. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Well, I reckon that ought to get it. Been working, I'm working. I've been working, I'm working. I've been working. Terribly far to go. Thank you.
You are listening to PJP Mixtape Number 4, a showcase of Philadelphia vocalists. We just heard another piece from songbird Shamika Bird. She sang Nat Adderley's beautiful tune, Work Song. The lyrics to the song were written by the multi-talented and unpredictable Oscar Brown Jr.
And the set started with Sauda Al Akbar. She shared the tune Dreamville from PJP's Frosty 2 holiday concert back in 2014.
In this next segment, PJP correspondent Selena Lee asked everyday Philadelphians about their most memorable relationships.
Hello, this is Selena Lee here with the Philadelphia Jazz Project, interviewing some students here at Temple University on the subject of love and relationships. Do you fellas want to introduce yourselves?
All right. Hi, I'm Dorian.
My name is Alex.
Okay, Dorian and Alex, it's very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
All right, so let's just jump right in. First question, can you tell me a little bit about your first kiss?
I don't know, let's see, my first kiss? Damn, what was my first kiss? I have a lot of first kisses because, like, my first kiss was horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it was drunk and it was kind of like, everyone else is doing it, why not? Brian shouldn't have done it.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, but the first kiss that I say that I actually, you know, was the first person that, well, the first guy that I was into. So, like, that was, it was different. It was something that I definitely feel as though it was like, well, as I was doing it, was going like, this is taboo, but. Mm. This is straight, like, I don't...
This feels right.
But it feels awesome. Like, you know, it feels right. I definitely feels like this is what I should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely had those other messages going, like, is this okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I guess that's my first kiss.
Okay. And Alex, what about you? Tell us a little bit about your first kiss.
My first kiss, that's an interesting topic. I want to say that my first kiss was like in preschool, and it was like a silly one that was like, you know, oh, kiss her, oh, you guys are getting married or something like that.
Right.
But I don't know. I think of kisses, at least how they're portrayed in movies, the two people decide to close their eyes for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because you see absolutely nothing, but you feel everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the true first kiss is kind of has to be like that. It kind of has to have that Hollywood aspect to it, to where you're both closing your eyes, just completely lost in the moment. Nobody's looking, has their eyes peeling out for anything else because they are so focused on you and that moment with you that it doesn't matter where they are, doesn't matter what else is going on. They're there with you and they're closing their eyes so they cannot see and they're vulnerable.
Mm. Yeah.
So my first kiss definitely didn't have my eyes closed. But
yeah.
But when I did close my eyes and have that kiss, that definitely meant a lot.
Definitely. Okay. Next question. What is one of your most memorable slow dance moments, and what was the name of the song, if you can remember?
Damn. That's really deep, because I don't know. Do we slow dance anymore?
That's
the first question. Like, mm-hmm.
And that's come up a lot in these interviews. A lot of people are like, I don't slow dance.
It's like, oh, all right. It's gonna be probably funny. Like my first, like slow dance, I could think of. I was actually dancing with my grandmother, and it was, what was it? It was a Marvin Gaye song.
Mm.
It was a Marvin Gaye song, and it was fun because like I feel as though like everyone goes in that. Everyone has that. At least I think that most people have that experience with their. You know, their grandparents or whatever, where they're trying to, especially when they're young, teaching them things
yeah.
that you're
Come
supposed
here,
to
baby,
do.
Come here, baby,
dance
with me.
Right.
You know, yeah.
And it was like being in that space with all these older people, and actually, because I've always been around older music, and I love, like, soul, mm-hmm. and it's definitely very old soul. I love it. And it was very, I want to be able to slow dance with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different connection. Like I danced salsa and bachata and merengue, mm-hmm. and it's like for some, it's like that. The way that the messages and language that your body does is something that you can't speak. It's
yeah.
like it's very.
It's the language of love.
You can say that. It's a connection. It's a very definite connection that you make when you slow dance. You're forced to look at someone in the eyes. You're
right.
forced to sit there and take them in as their whole person and get it. And at least for this one song, this world is you.
Right.
You too.
At that very moment, yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
Wow. Innocence is real and rare.
That made me tingle. Where's my holiday kiss?
Okay, let's get back to reality.
This is PJP Mixtape number 4, a showcase of Philadelphia vocalists. We continue with Black Coffee, performed by the soulful Bethlehem.
I don't do things I ain't good at. So these shoes, I'm gonna be all right. I rest these feet of mine here. We're gonna do a little black coffee. Walk the floor and watch the door, and in between I drink black coffee. When all I do is pour black coffee, since the blues caught my eye, baby, I'm hanging out all my days. My Sunday dreams are much. Now
was warm and born to retain friends and stay at home and tell her of it. And down the bus she went without the answer for my morning. Morning all the night, and in between there's nicotine, and not much hard to find.
Thank you.
You are listening to PJP Mixtape Number 4, a showcase of Philadelphia vocalists. We just heard the phenomenal pianist Luke Carlos O'Reilly and his interpretation of Stevie Wonder's Jesus, Children of America. This was recorded at Jacob's Music during Make Music Philly 2014.
We started off the set with the rich and soulful voice of Bethlehem and her version of the jazz standard, Black Coffee.
Well, we've unfortunately come to the end of this mixtape. We've really enjoyed ourselves, right, Melissa?
Oh, yeah.
And we've enjoyed the music.
Thank you. And thanks so much to all of the artists who participated in making it happen. Until next time, I'm Melissa Tally Palmer.
And I'm Julia Lopez.
Peace.
Thank you for checking out this PJP mixtape. The PJP mixtape series was recorded and edited at Linasha Studios as well as Turtle Studios. Additional live performances were recorded at venues throughout the Philadelphia area. The PJP mixtape series is a production of the Philadelphia Jazz Project, which is a sponsored project of Culture Trust Greater Philadelphia, with funding provided by the Wincote Foundation.
Shoo-be-doo-doo-doo, je n'en.